I'm joined by Martin Tyler after this afternoon's 2-1 win at Carshorton Athletic. Martin, what an amazing finale to the game. It seems to be the work ethic from last season really kicking in, fight till the end, and we got our just rewards.
I think we did. I thought that 1-0 down at half-time, probably, it might have just been about right. I mean, they scored a really good goal. Their forward, Jolly, is a terrific player. I think, you know, I watch football at all levels, and I think he should be playing at a higher level than this. They tell me he's got a very good job, so he doesn't want to go into full-time football, but he could certainly exist in full-time football. And he was the player that we sort of worked out that would cause us maybe the most trouble. But for the rest, we were pretty confident. We had a couple of chances ourselves, and we felt there's a bit of a slope here at Carshorton, and what wind there was, it was obviously a baking hot day, very different to yesterday, and indeed Saturday, but we thought the conditions might be in our favour, but obviously the sending off was a huge help as well, to just gave us so much of the ball, and I don't know, in their circumstances, they had a 1-0 lead to defend, and obviously they set out to try and defend it, and they nearly did. I mean, it was very late and very dramatic.
Do you think their manager will cite the red card as the turning point in the game, as the reason why Carshorton didn't get any points, or is that to take credit away from us?
Well, I think he would say that, and I mean, perhaps if we were in his position, we would say along the same lines, but it was a... I thought it might have been a straight red, to be honest with you, instead of a second yellow, but it was a dangerous tackle. And, you know, not, you know, a well-contested game, local derby, and, you know, good crowd, lovely day. It was really out of context, you know, but it helped us. But even so, I thought they obviously, their policy was to get behind the ball and defend. We got more and more of the ball. I thought Alan made a terrific tactical switch, letting Matt Gray play from right back in there after it was a 10, they were down to 10. He got some really good balls into the box, and they couldn't stop us getting out through him, so we were playing more and more in their half. But you still need that magic touch, and Bobby still has that magic touch.
On the red card, going back to that, it seems to be the lowest key sending off I've ever seen. No one behind the goal seemed to realise that a player had been sent off. The Carshorton players didn't react as if a player had been sent off. Neither sets of fans did. Can you tell us what it was for a dangerous tackle, was it?
Yeah, it was, on Des Boateng. And we were concerned about Des, so we didn't really see how the referee handled the issue until the card went up. I think they were trying to substitute the player who was going to be sent off, and clearly they weren't going to get away with that. They did make a substitution at the same time, which also perhaps clouded the issue, but clearly it was, you know, I don't like to see players sent off. It was a bit wild, and I'm sure he didn't mean to do it, but it was dangerous, and Des did well to survive it, to be honest.
They might cite the red card as being the turning point. What about our two substitutions late in the game, Huckle and Beckford coming on, and we then got the two goals? Mm. The manager takes credit for that, doesn't he?
And Lewis Cook as well. I think, you know, all three of the substitutes did very well, and Lewis to give us a bit more width, and width on both sides. Simon wasn't on that long, but he could have had a hat-trick to add to his goal at Hendon. So we were obviously getting a lot of balls into the penalty area. And Carl Beckford's not quite fit enough yet to start a game, but obviously for cameo appearances, you know, he adds a lot. He nearly scored again with a shot, didn't he? And hopefully we'll get a little bit more out of him. We're very pleased. It's been a very difficult week, Simon, you know. We were very much a family, the team that won the title. We wanted that team to go on and be successful, and they wanted to go on and do it. But, you know, we found out in the first four games that the step up, I believe this league is, I'm coaching it with Alan at Walton and Hersham 3 years ago now, I think it is, when we finished there. But I do think it's a better league now. And perhaps from my work, I know that better players are coming down to this level of football because of the foreign influx at the higher level. Better managers are coming down, and it's a real challenge. And Dartford was a salutary experience because they are a very good side. They play in a very nice stadium, and they get very big crowds, and it was like football from a higher level, and unfortunately we were on the wrong end of that. So almost from the final whistle then, the decision was we had to change things around a little bit. All credit to the manager for doing that. We've all used a bit of tariff on our mobile phones, I think, in the last 3 or 4 days. And no one's saying that this is the finished article, but to come away from two away games, having lost our first four league games and conceded all those goals with 6 points out of 6, I'm finding it hard to believe it as I say it to you, but it has happened. I rang my son, who's become very emotionally attached to Kingstown and couldn't come today, and he said, I've seen it on the computer, did it really happen? And I said, boy, did it really happen, and it was great for the Case fans.
It has been a great turnaround the last two games. Not just the new players coming in, obviously that's had a massive impact, but the existing players seem to raise their game as well. Mm. Is there sort of you know, they're thinking, my place is in jeopardy, I need to step up to the plate as well.
Competition is the essence, of course it is, but it was the first result, really. I mean, I think back to Ashford, we were 1-1 with, what, 8 minutes to go, and really we probably should have got some. We tried to win the game, and maybe, you know, with hindsight, it might have been better just to play it out, you know. And of course that set us off on this, and you fans, you know, not used to seeing us lose two in a row. We set high standards, the players have set very high standards. You know, it is football is the, that's why we love it so much, because you're down in the dumps, and boy were we down in the dumps at Dartford. Then here we are, you know, less than a week later, feeling a lot better about life, but knowing that this is just this weekend, and it's been a great weekend, but we've got so much more to do. There's no way that we feel that we've rebuilt a side. There's lots of players who are still here who've got a chance of being in it. Obviously we're keeping our eyes open to see whether we don't get affected by the transfer window, which closes tomorrow, isn't it? So we can continue to look for players, and we'll see what happens.
Bobby Traynor is one player who is still with us, obviously, from last season. What a great finish for his first goal, and a real striker's poacher goal for the second. You can't put a value on that, can you? The currency of goals, 5 goals already for him.
No, I think that the point I made earlier is that you can make the chances, you can put pressure on, but you've got to have somebody to stick the ball in the net. And Bobby has just a fantastic gift for doing that. The first goal was, I was right behind it, he took the shot early, and it was always going in, and you know, he might have scored right at the start of the second half, actually, but he wasn't told that he'd got as much time as he actually had. And the last one, well, Max is still griping about it in the dressing room, but I think it would have been blocked on the line. You perhaps had a clearer view of it than I did. I had people jumping up all in front of me. But I have to say, you know, when someone said there was another touch, I knew it would be Bobby. So, yeah, I think that's 5 he's got this season. And, you know, that's a great start. We're still in August. He's done really well in a very, very difficult set of circumstances. And it has been for us all. You know, a lot of us haven't had as much sleep as we would like. Maybe we might tonight, but yeah, football, it's wonderful. It does give you some reward if you put some efforts in, but it also, it's just around the corner, you can get another bang in the face as well. So we've got a hugely important game at the weekend, and we'll make sure that the players have a good night tonight, and we'll train hard on Thursday, and off we go again.